MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 26, 2025. The state is critical of the Manchester Essex School District, and a Peabody teacher has resigned. Mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s today. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:46 p.m. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance is slamming the Manchester Essex Regional School District for its staff resources to support a Proposition 2.5 override measure in Essex earlier this year. According to a September 16 letter sent by OCPF to Manchester Essex Superintendent Pam Bowden, a review of several complaints was recently completed regarding the ballot question that was held on May 12. The letter reads, the complaints allege that public resources, including staff time, supplies, school computers, and school internet, were used to support the ballot question. It also indicates that based on its review, OCPF determined that public resources, including staff time, computers, the internet, and email lists, were used to compile information that discussed the impact of the ballot question and the process needed for approving the proposed article. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, a Peabody Veterans Memorial High School teacher who was placed on leave for comments made about Charlie Kirk's death has resigned, according to Superintendent Josh Vidala. The teacher, along with another PVMHS teacher, has been placed on leave earlier this month following reports of potential violations of district policies and procedures that were related but not limited to social media posts about Kirk's death. The teacher was not fired. The district cannot comment on the teacher's identities or provide more information on the allegations because it's a personnel issue, according to Superintendent Vidala. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
The petition, authored by Haley Mosher and Christina Elder, argues that Stafford's post qualifies as protected free speech and that suspending him is an overreaction to a relatively common type of social media post not intended for students. In the post, Stafford called Kirk a white supremacist who thought gun violence and death were just the price we had to pay to have guns. In a September 13 email to Winthrop parents and staff, Superintendent Brian Blake said the district had been made aware of staff conduct that may be in conflict with its core values and placed the staff on leave pending further review. The decision to place Stafford on leave has raised concerns among some residents about freedom of speech in the district and the safety of their children without the trusted school nurse. And itemlive.com reports in Peabody, city and school leaders came together Thursday morning at Center Elementary School to mark the end of the year-long construction project with a rededication ceremony and plaque. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt noted that the city council funded the project. According to him, $2.25 million went into the center school project and, quote, we were able to open on time and under budget. Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays last night and start the final series of the regular season tonight against the Tigers at Fenway Park. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.